that matirin gamzuyas shel hegdish shachru v'shel shikmo. You have these type of a tree. They were matred by Nora, she says, anofim shachru, the branches of the cheruv, the shikmo. Shaim, they used to say, avoseinu lo higdishu elokiris ikarilon. Our fathers only meant to be matish, the main box or the main wood of the tree. But the branches, that's mutter, that's what they used to say. Levada the wrong, once you mark the shit, don't even become Hegdish. Uperzim protzis begagoseim, uvapardoseim, kdelahachil nosha lianiim. That used to make special entrances through the orchards in order that the poor people come and eat the nesha, the pears that grow down from the tree, bishnei betzeris in hungry year, bishabos uviyamitavim, on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And we know that's also. Now I do this, as Xer Rashi says, Shemiyala v'yitloish, and not let eat the pears that fall off a tree on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because it's Xer, you may come up and pull it off. It's also Muksa. So therefore, these things are Chomu Meicha. And another thing was, V'noisnin Peya Liyarek, that they used to take off Peya when they had a field that grows vegetables, they would leave one corner of it over for their name, a teres Peya. And the locher is, you're not Mechuyiv in Peya. And Rashi brings down, there's a klal by Peya that called Shu'oicho v'nishmar. It has to be food that you eat, that you watch, not hefka, or machlitz lakim, something that stays in the house for a long time. And that's lamuta yerek, that yerek does not stay, it rots away. So therefore, yerokos, vegetables, is part of mena Peya. And they use that called Peya. And these things, o micho biyodam. So most anyway, is the question, o taimich, shisha shidhevi. Why do you say six? We just counted seven things. Elo, sami mikan, ksira, nechnam, you have to take off ksira. Ksira, they're cutting down these tfuo, which was shabashalchim, the bad crop that you cannot use for the nechnam, this taco was done by Rots and Chachomin. Therefore, Mishnah comes, agudah, give Yehuda, that the ksira of these things are based on shalchim really was done by Rots and Chachomin. That what was done, shalei b'rotzen, was the goychim. They're stacking it up. And then the Chnami on these things was loy micho, the chom were not micho. Like it says now Mishnah, for loy micho and biyodim. Then it says in the Mishnah, koitze le shachas, u micho le behemo, let her cut down your peri, your tfuah, before the yoma. Like when it's unripe, it's only one third grown, and the intentions are to give it to the animals. That's muta. Now the Gemara says, tanan hosom, we learned the Mishnah in Peya that says, V'yelu mafsikin lepeya. These are things that if you have it through your fields, it like divides the field in two, and therefore you have to take off Peya twice. At this you have one big field that you're growing your crop there, so you only have to take off Peya once at the end of the field. But let's say you have a river going through the field that divides it in two, so you have to take off Peya separately on each side. So these are the things that are mafsik, like makes you one big field, considered like two separate fields. You have to take off twice. Hanachal, if you have a river going through your field, fihashlilis, a pool of water going through, fiderech hayochid, a private path, fiderech harabim, a public road going through, or shvil harabim, a path from the rabbim. Places a derech is a road, a more fancier one, and a shvil is just on a path, but a shvil harabim, a shvil hayochid, it's a path that the rabbim use or a path that the yochid use. Hakfu, but it has to be always there, b'yemoistacham and b'yemoistachashamim. This path is used both in the rainy season and in the summer. V'habor huadin, if you have. Even the ones before, Rashi explains. The Rashi says Derech Yochid means Arabamis. The Harabamis Tezainamis. Or Shvil Rashi says it has to be a Shvil, a pit, has to be Kavua, both in the summer and in the winter. Vihabur Rashi says it means Sodabur, a field. A part of the field was uncultivated. You didn't work on it yet. Shebein Shteiz Rias, in between two parts of your field that you did plant. If you have one row that's uncultivated, so that is Mafsik. The two parts that you did plant, it's called like two separate fields. Rashi says, "V'chein sada near v'zora achar shezora doshim ben shtei arugos shochitim." Or else you have a sada near that's a field that you just plant, that you just near, you just plow the field. And v'zera'achar refers to a different type of crop. Let's say you have wheat growing on both sides, and in the middle you have something else growing. So that's also mastic between the two wheat fields. V'zera'achar, another type of growth there. V'koytza l'shachar, mastic. If you cut down just the unripe in the middle of the field, and now you have like a bald spot in the middle of the field, that also makes into two separate fields. Rashi says, "V'koytza l'shachas mastic, lo seispe l'chol echad, kishetigmar bishuloi liktzor." In other words, if you had a whole big field here, let's say growing of wheat, and in the middle of it, you cut it down when it was only a third grown, and you did that for the purpose of the animal. So that cutting down then is not really called a ketir. It's not called like you started to cut down your field now, because usually you wait till it's fully grown. Now that you cut it down the shachas, it's not called a ketir. Therefore, what you did was you made just like a bald spot in the middle of your field, and that divides the field into two. So that's called v'koytza l'shachas is mafsik. Tivur Rabbi Meir, these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chomer nechom said, "Oh no, ain mafsik elim kaim chorash." They hold no. If you cut down l'shachas, that's not mafsik. It does not divide the field in two. Elim kaim chorash. Only if you also plowed up, if you cut it down, you plowed up that part of the field. That's mafsik. Because the chum say, when you start to cut down the unripe tfuah, that's also called the beginning of the ksira of the field. So when you start to cut down your field, you don't divide it up. It's you started to cut it down now, and just the rest of the field you want to cut down later. So it's still considered one big field. That's the chum shita. Only if you are chorish, if you plowed this part that you cut down now, that's mafsik. Because they hold cutting it down, they hold cutting the shachas is called a ksira. So that's the machlekes of cutting tefuah l'shachas, is it called a ksira or not? So Gemara says, Omer Rabba Baba Chono, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Rabbi Shimon Omro, Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Shimon and Amishnah. That what the Omer that he says, the Omer, Yiktsor v'yocholaf mishay v'shlish, that even after the tefuah is a third grown, still you're allowed to cut it down before the Omer to give it to the animals. Alma, what do you see? As long as you're cutting it down for the purpose of your animals, it's not called a ksira. So that's what Meir Shita here, that if you cut it down for the purpose of your animals, it's mafsik the field, because it's not considered you're starting now to cut down the wheat of your field. You're only making a division now, you're dividing the field in half. Since you're cutting it down now, l'shachas, that's where Meir Svar, l'shachas is not called the beginning of the ksira. So what did according to Rabbi Shimon? That's why you're allowed to cut down the wheat, l'tzorach your animals, before the yomer, because it's not called the ma'aseh ksira. So Gemara says, Yosef, Rab was sitting down, okom olo lashem, right, just saying over this halacha. Say, Svei, Rav Acha, Bar Huna, l'rovo. Rav Acha, Bar Huna asked a question like this. Ochlo chagav, karsamua nimolim, shevrosua ruach, hakomoidim, that chorosh mafsik, let's say the chagav, let's say grasshoppers came and ate up the tefuah, a locust came and ate up part of the crop in the middle of the field, or else ants came and nibbled on it, or else the wind came and broke it down. So all agree in this case it's not called a hefsik unless you go and plow down that part of the field. But lechorosh, if you did not plow down, ain't a mafsik. So Mura says, what do you mean to say everybody agrees? Man, Rabbi Meir, the chorus means Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir also agrees that even though Rabbi Meir holds cutting down the shachas is called the mafsik, but these things here are not called the mafsik. They're not divide the field in half. The Gemara explains why. Iyam with bishleim emas nisin bishleim hay vishlish. The Mishnah is talking about with its food did not grow a third yet. Braisa the chorashin lechorash loy. That this braisa says when is it mafsik? Only if you were chorish, if you plowed it down. But if you did not plow it down, it's not masik b'shei v'shlish. Here we're talking about the tefuah already grew a third. So then it's good. So Rashi says like this, that yamer b'shei v'mastis, and Rashi says the peyah. The tongue of it says by over there, that l'shachas is masik, is l'rab meya, kolskot, meya shita when b'lo yehe v'shlish, when tefuah was not grown a third yet. Why the love tzira is not called the tzira? Therefore, it's not called the beginning of cutting down the field. Therefore, it's called the mafsik. Only because you plowed it afterwards. But if you did not plow down the field, it's not a mafsik. Why? Here it is called the beginning of the ktsira. Why? We're talking about now where the tefillah was a third grown already. Then it's very good. And so it's not like Reb Shimon, it's real late. The field baby shlish come Reb Shimon, the shachat lak ktsira. Then it's very good. Not like Reb Shimon. Or says, but Eliyam, if you want to tell me. Masnis nami v'shei v'shlis. Our Mishnah is talking about also, even though it's hei v'shlis, still l'shachat, it's called the hefsik. If so, ma hosom. Ketziro, omer Rabbi Meir. Lo yishmei ketziro, maduch, when the person himself cuts down the tefuah. Since he's doing it for the purpose of the animals, it's not called a ketziro, even though you're telling me it's hei v'shlis. Is hochel l'kol shchein. Here for sure then, that since it was not cut down by a man, just it was cut down by the molim, by the chagovim, for sure it's going to be a mafsik. Smur says, Ella rather, Rabbi Meir, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amro, Rabbi Meir said this over, Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Yomli sounds like this, Ey Musai, Bizman Shehischol, Achlo Hevi Shlish. Only if you started to cut it down before it was grown a shlish, that's called a Ktsira of Lashachas. That's not called a Ktsira. Avol botim his kolat shevishlish. Before I started to cut down the tefuah, after already grown a third, then also in economy, then type with sasa to cut it down, because that is called a maisa ktsira, and therefore this will not be mafsik by payer either. Whatever is called a ktsira is not mafsik. So Mara says no. Hey, medishama del Rabbi Yehuda. When do we hear from Yehuda says that it's muta on the behema? You're only allowed to cut it down to feed your animal. That's not called a ktsira. But liyodim mishamet lei. That he said he let it cut down for the purpose of an Odom, maybe for the purpose of an Odom, that is called a Ktsira. And that would be also. The Imkem the Gemara says, Heavenly Tlosa Tanoi, because if you can say like this, I'll come out, you're going to make a three-way Machlokas Tanoim over here. Rashi says, the Masni Sintana Kamoama Behedja, Le Behema, it's only cut down for Behema. We also have Yehuda, Le Mehma then, Amoseb Zaman, Shehiskalach Lehevi Shlish. We have Fuli Odom Nami Shor, even for a person's Mutta. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Av Yixel Chetchila Meichel Yodim Meshev Shlish. Okay, Moshe Rabbi Yehuda Lechalik. So I'll come out to the three of Machlokes then. Somor says no. Ela Radik Yosli Rabbi Miyomer Rabbi Meir. Omi said like this. Rabbi Meir Beshita Rabbi Kiva Rabba Yomru Omar. Rabbi Meir goes according to Shita of his Rabbi Kiva. The Wata says Af Li Yodim Nami Li Have Ktsira. That even though he cut it down for the purpose of a man, still that's not called Ktsira. And therefore would be mafsik. Rashi says, Ad shlohevi shlish, if the tefuah did not grow a third yet, if you cut it down before it grew a third, even though your purpose now is for nodom, still it's not called a ktsira. Since it's less than a third grown, af lo'odom nami lehev a ktsira. The Tanan would learn like this, ha'manamer sode, somebody like cuts down parts of his field, like makes spots, bold spots in the middle of his field. Rashi says, Kaitsa sure, he cuts down one row and leaves over a row. Devi saw the menumas like a freckled field. Vishari by kolachim lachim leaves over wet, fresh stalks. Rashi says, the ever godly called Tzorkon, Kuliyamat Payakas are called Chilk Siri. It would have been completely grown already if Adi Yoni Chayv won Payah for the whole field. But here it was a Shari by kolachim lachim, so Mekiva Vayma Payah the Cholacha Vyechot. Since you made spots in your field, every spot like makes into another field, so each part is still growing, you have to take off payah by itself. Whereas it's called a hefsik. The chum say no, meyechad ala kol, take off one payah for the whole thing, that the cut down menumer, that's called a masik in your field. Like Rashi says, talking about now, klochim lachim means there wasn't grown kotzok. Spot of the field, you have to take off a payah by itself, because since you made bold spots in between, he holds that ksira is not called the beginning of the ksira, because the tefuah is not ripe yet, and therefore it's mafsik the fields, and each field needs its own payah. That's called payah lechol echad b'yechad. You take off payah one for the whole field, because he holds now that cutting down this unripe wheat, that's called like the beginning of the ksira. Therefore, you're not mafsik in the field. And therefore, take off one time payah for the whole field. Now we all know Rabbi Yehuda Mashmuel lechayev Rabbi Kiva lebimenam lekloyos. When does Rabbi Kiva say that it's called mafsik? You're making your fields down into separate fields. Each part needs its own payam. When you cut it down, lekloyos means when it was unripe. And also the purpose of roasting them. The Rashi says behind those dumya the shachas. That's like shachas. That even though you're cutting it down for the purpose of an adam to roast it, see, even though it's unripe now, usually you cut it down for behema. Here now you cut it down the kloyis, means to roast it for a person. And even so, still Rabbi Kiva says that's not called a ksira. It's not the beginning, the way you start to cut down your field, but rather it's considered a mafsik. It's dividing the field in half. Avu b'menam eliyotzer. But let's say you cut it down to store it. Rashi says. Means shabishra kotzorka, if the tefillah was grown completely, you're malakin it now, almanas to store it, let it kind of become old tefillah, then Rabbi Kiva also agrees that's not called a mafsik, because adarabba, that's the beginning of cutting down your field, and since that's the beginning, the way you cut down the field, that's not a mafsik. Namaluetzaloi. So as any, it's not that way, rakiyosi rovin omer Rabbi Yechanan, that mechayev hoy Rabbi Kiva. He said, no, Rabbi Kiva holds, even though you cut down the tefillah now to store it in a warehouse, that's still not considered the beginning of the ksira. And still you're making spots in your fields, so when you make a spot in the middle of the field, it divides the field in half, and still you have to take off peya from each one separately. So Mara says, I tell you, in one punkt he holds like him, and in one punkt he does not hold like him. That much he agrees. If it's not grown a third, that's called the mafsik. But a poll you argues on him when he says baby shlish, that he sold even though it's heavy shlish, still it's a mafsik, that's the machlekes. So the kitzur you say that's varm here is whatever is called the ktira, that it's normal to start cutting down your field right now, that's not called mafsik, you're not dividing your field in half. Adarab, you're beginning to cut it down, so it's still all called one big field, you're going to take off once or pay you. But once we say what you're cutting down now is not called the beginning of the ksira, so that's called a mafsik, and then you have to take off peya from each part by itself. And that's trying now Mishnah also that koytzel l'shachas or mechel beima. That's the question. You're not allowed to cut down before the yomer tfua as the ksira of cutting down the field. But if it's not called the ksira, you're doing it l'shachas. You're doing it for the animal's sake. Or else if it's not a third grown yet, that's not called the ksira. That's why it's mutter to do it even before the ksiras hoymer. All right, we'll stop here.